This is Sophia from CKUT Radio, and I have here Pascal from the Artung Art Project. Hi, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Pascal Brunet, and I'm one of the Artung spokesperson.
So could you tell me what the Artung Project is?
Artung was an ad takeover who took place at the end of May. So we took some artwork that we displayed in the ad pillars that you can see a little bit everywhere on Montreal streets. And there's also a website where you can see the art now that it's been taking off.
And how did you get the idea? And what are the events that led up to you putting your first piece of artwork up?
Well, a couple of months ago, there was a ruling in the Plateau. They decided to pass a law to take off the billboards. And the companies who own the ad pillars and the big billboards, so basically CBS, Pattison and Astral, decided that they were going to sue the city and fight legally this decision, which I thought was pretty ridiculous that some corporation are deciding how the city should rule the public space. And at the same time, there's a lot of street art in different cities and different collective. And some similar action have been taking place in Toronto and New York and France. So it was pretty inspiring. And we kind of decided that we wanted to do a similar action in Montreal.
And so when did you put your first piece of artwork up?
Well, actually, all the pieces of art were putting up on the same day.
Okay.
It was a long process. It took 4 months to organize the project. And at the beginning, we basically did a call out for art. And we asked different artists to send us poster in a specific format so we can put them in the ad pillars.
Yeah. And how many artists did you have?
Actually, we received a lot of response from the community, which was amazing. We received more than 200 pieces of art. Yeah. And it was actually more than what we expected. People got really excited by the project. Artists, but also, like, you know, citizens who just wanted to interact differently with the public space. And we're tired of seeing all the advertising without being able to give any response to it. So I guess there's a lot of people who were interested at like putting a message up, but also putting a simply like abstract art. Or I think someone like draw a poster with their entire families or kid and her parents.
So what effects do you think project has on the Montreal community?
It's always difficult for me to know what kind of, you know, how it affects people. I think the response that we had, it was a lot of excitement. People were seeing it as a really proactive and positive action. Hopefully it made people think about the public space and how we interact with it and who has the right to be in this public space. And, you know, for me, advertising, it's really, really odd that we're accepting it at such a huge scale. You know, it's in the bathroom and the metro and the streets, and it's really difficult to refuse to see all this advertising. And we're not even talking about the kind of value that advertising is promoting, such as like ridiculous buying capitalism stuff, and like, you know, sexist and racist representation of people. And and we hope also that people are, you know, want to go and play out in the streets, because they are our street and they should be a canvas for our communities, not corporations.
Yeah. So as the project moved along, well, what challenges have come up and which ones do you see coming up in the future?
Well, at the beginning, we thought that it was kind of ambitious to get around 200 pieces of art. Because, you know, you give a deadline, but nobody send the things a month before. So it was difficult to plan in advance how many artwork will we receive. Also, like, I think the people who were organizing the project, it was all a kind of a new collective of people working together. So it was also about, you know, seeing where things were going. But I guess it was pretty easy and fun because it was like a positive and fun project.
So in the future, do you see any challenges coming ahead?
Well, when we did the action, at the same time, we wanted the project to continue, mm-hmm. but not necessarily under the form of Achtung. We don't know yet if we're going to do another ad takeover. We'll see that later. But we decided to launch a web platform. It was an interactive web platform. It's called thisisnotanad.net. And that's where you can see all the art that was made for the project. But also people are starting to use the platform and added some of their own work that they're doing. And it could also be something that you see in the street, you know, every day when you go to work or to school, you can take a picture and add it to the platform. And so I guess one of the challenge will be to use this website and to, you know, make other people use it as well.
So do you have a favorite piece of artwork or one that you think really exemplifies your project that we can check out on your website, thisisnotanad.net?
It's difficult to have one favorite one because, as I mentioned before, what I really liked about the project was that there was some professional artists who sent work, but also some, you know, families and people who never did art before. And personally, I really like when people, you know, take a brush of paint and try something for the first time. It might not look like the same visual or graphic than a professional artist, but it comes from the art, and I think that's amazing. I also really, really like the poster that were sent by the BIF Collective, mm-hmm. Who always do amazing things, and Just Seeds also sent a couple of posters.
I'm curious to know how you implemented the project and the process and all the particulars and how it all went underway. Could you talk more about that?
So, as I mentioned before, we did a first call out. And the idea was to get some artwork, but also to get people interested. And at the same time, we contact different community organizations in Montreal who might be interested at participating or getting the message across. And during the months where we were collecting the art, but also kind of organizing the action, so finding the right tools to open the box and decide some routes where people would go and take the art up into the streets, we decided to organize some artistic rendezvous. And the idea was to create a space where people can mingle and talk and create art at the same time. And that was a really important part of the project, to root it in different communities. And it was more a aspect of community building, because the action was clearly a direct action. And it was also important for the organizer to root the project in the community, because often I feel that there's direct action and there's community building, and it's kind of two different things, and it's sometimes hard to make the two process merge together. And I think that with the artistic gathering, we're able to do that, to get people together and create and talk and exchange knowledge around ideas that they were going to put in the artwork, because there was a lot of different messages. It was things that were completely apolitical and just colorful and joyful, but there was also anti-capitalist message and message who made think about bodies issues and the environment and plenty of different.
The artwork covered so many topics. Yeah, could you just tell us all the issues that the artwork covered? Just kind of a list?
I think I don't even, I cannot even list it. I know that one of my favorite one was the No Fences, No Border that was used for the G20, and someone kind of changed the skylight because the original was the Toronto skylight, and the one we got was the Montreal skylight. There was one about the tar sands. There were some about consumerism and, you know, being brainwashed by the advertising. There was a couple of one about body image and transphobia and sexism. a really large range of issues. And I think that's, you know, there was a large range of issue because a large range of people participated in the project and felt that they could take a piece of paper and put a message on it.
Yeah. So are there any other points you'd like to add?
Well, I hope that people are going to go in the streets and make their own art, or at least look differently at the city and how it could be, because it's something really, really odd that when we walk in the street, what we see is advertising, and there's no public space where people can exchange and communicate with each other. And I hope that people are going to want to put a bit of more color in the city. And there's so many different things that people are doing right now. You know, there's graffiti and tags, but also weed pasting and stenciling and yarn bombing and so many things to do out there.
Can you give us your website where we can learn more, and just tell us how we can support the cause? I mean, you've already gone into that a little bit.
Well, you can go on thisisnotanad.net and check the art that is already there. But we wish that people are gonna put more art on the map, and it's really easy to do. You just add an intervention, take a picture of something you like in your neighborhood or on your way to work, and add it to the map. So it's gonna be a community collage of the artwork that we have in the streets.
Okay, and that's thisisnotanad.net. Thank you so much.
Thank you.